My name is Jed Mabaza, and I had the privilege of interviewing Jenna Nakamura. She is a mother who benefited from Made by Mama's NICU Family Meals program. Here is the interview. So the first question is, can you please describe what your circumstances were when you reached out to Made by Mama?
Well, I actually reached out once with each of my previous pregnancies. Well, I guess the first one, it was hard because I knew about Made by Mama, but I always kind of felt like I wasn't, like, in need enough to justify calling someone. Like, I just was like, oh, people need it more than me. But eventually I found myself with postpartum anxiety, really struggling, and we were, like, our budget was incredibly tight, and I just felt like I needed something, and I didn't know what. So that was kind of what led me to reach out the first time. And then the second time, thankfully, I didn't even really need to reach out. We were in the NICU with our second daughter, and they just had things readily available for us there, which was so nice not to have to go, like, there was no hoops to jump through at a time where we really needed things to be simple. So that was really great.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. And then the next question is, why did you feel like Made by Mama was the best place to reach out to for your circumstances?
I think, like, the fact that I knew about it through so many personal connections made it feel like a safe place. People I knew and trusted had used it, or they volunteer there, and just seemed like a place full of people that had kind of been where I was. And yeah, everything that they're offering is things that are actually going to help you in your situation immediately, which is great.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Thank you. And then the next question is, how did the NICU meals program help you or your family during your time there?
Yeah, I guess, like, in the NICU, I mean, there's so many things you're trying to organize, trying to deal with emotionally and fiscally, and even just, like, logistics. I mean, you spend as much time as you can at the hospital, but then we had another child, so we were trying to be home, and trying to figure out meals was sometimes, it just felt like one more impossible thing. So to be able to have an option that was so quick and easy to access, that was homemade, like, it wasn't just another vending machine meal or, like, fast food, it was just so comforting. And I don't know, it's sort of like when you're at home and your parent, like, makes you something or a friend cooks you something, it kind of felt that way, just like a nice, thoughtfully cooked meal for you when you've got so many other things that you're worrying about. It was just a nice bright spot, and just one less thing to have to worry about in that moment was huge.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you were able to, you know, benefit from that. So the next question is, do you, have any recollection of the meals or snacks that you had?
The one that sticks out in my mind the most is scones. There were, like, scones in the freezer, and there was, like, a whole bunch of different kinds in a bag. And those were so good because, I don't know about everyone else, but, like, when I'm stressed, like, sometimes eating is difficult. Like, it feels like a lot of work. So I loved that there was just something quick and easy that didn't feel like I was taking too long away from my child to, like, sit down and have a full meal, but just, like, something to keep me going in those, like, quick steals out of the NICU. And then also, I felt like all the food was so thoughtfully chosen because it all felt very, like, warming, very comforting food. So yeah, I think he did a really good job of picking the stuff to send because it all just felt very homey.
That's awesome. Awesome, thank you. Yeah. And then this is a pretty, I guess, big question here. But why do you think this program is needed, the NICU meals program or Made by Mama in general?
I mean, parenthood on its own, even when there's not extra stresses and barriers, is so all-consuming. It really just does. Like, every decision you make has to be filtered through so many more lenses than it did before. And especially if you're a NICU parent or a parent struggling with, like, finances or lack of support, it just adds so much more weight to everything you're doing. And so just to be able to have some tangible support that you're not having to jump through a ton of hoops, you're not having to make, like, large arrangements. Like, I didn't realize how much we would need that until it was there in front of us. And I was like, oh, someone thought about this for us. And it was just one less thing for me to think about, which, I mean, I had endless amounts of things that I had to be, like, on top of. So yeah, I think as a parent, like, someone removing one of those big to-dos from you is really, really, really helpful.
Thank you. That's a beautiful answer. Thank you. And the next question is, what would you like mothers who may be or are in a similar position as you were to know about Made by Mama or the NICU Meals program?
I think what I would like to tell them is just to reach out. Like, it took me so long to reach out because I just, yeah, like I said, I felt like I didn't need it bad enough. Like, my need wasn't great enough. And honestly, if you feel like you need the help, you probably do. And there's no reason to feel guilty. And just getting a helping hand is so helpful to your own, you know, mental health or even physical health sometimes. And then you can be just that much more present for your kids. You don't need to wait for it to get to the point where you're desperate to ask for help.
Right. Well, thank you. That's a great message. Thank you. So the next one is, if you could say anything to the volunteers and donors who made this program possible, the NICU Meals program, what would you like them to know?
I mean, first of all, obviously a big thank you, because it's, I mean, the work you're doing is so impactful. But just that, like, I don't know if they fully can understand. I mean, I'm sure some of them have been in my position before, and that's why they're volunteering and donating. But the magnitude of your help and how far it kind of ripples, like, I mean, sitting at the table in the family room with the NICU and, like, eating the meals and just, like, getting to relax for the first time in what felt like days. Like, I don't know if the person who made that meal for me knew that they were giving me that when they were packaging up that meal, but it's just, it means more than I think they realize, the work that they're doing. And we're just so, so grateful, even if we can never really fully convey that to you in person.
Jed Mabaza, cmru.ca.